This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada. We're going to be talking about appliances. And, Frank, you mentioned 60-cycle alternating current loosening glass fuses, the Edison-based type glass fuses in a fuse panel or fuse box. And we have some here at the farm, and I put them in electrical circuits because I really like the idea of a fast blowing fuse in some instances. And the thing about fuses that's really frustrating is if you overload them with current, the fuse blows, and you go, "Oh, got to replace the fuse." But that's what they're supposed to do. They are supposed to limit the amount of current so that the wire doesn't overheat. And many, many years ago, people were overloading their circuits. Now, don't do this. But people did this. They would take a copper penny, when they used to be made out of copper, and they would put a copper penny in the fuse box to bridge the connection for a fuse so that the fuse, the glass fuse, would carry more current. But they'd overload the wire so that the wire would be carrying more current because the fuse did not blow to limit the current to prevent a fire. So people did some stupid things and overloaded their circuits because either they didn't have a fuse to replace the blown fuse, but they did have a penny. And it's a really bad idea. Don't do it. So other people have put larger fuses in. So if a fuse was the wire was rated at 15 amps, they might put a 20-amp fuse in it. That would be increasing the current carrying capacity by a third. Way too much. And so don't do that either. And then the other thing I was going to mention is I have these fuses that came from China, and they look just like the little glass tube fuses, but they're smaller. If you hold one in your hand, you'll really think it's the same size as the American Bus, B-U-S-S, brand fuse. But they're smaller in all dimensions, length and diameter. So they don't fit. That's a problem. And then, of course, there's the other problem with automotive fuses. People were saying that the plastic on them lets them catch on fire. Chinese fuses. So I guess the point is, all fuses are not created equally. Frank, any comments about that?
No, I'm actually very, very happy that you mentioned to our class the two things that you should not do is obviously put that penny thing. So please, because you can literally burn your house down. I don't want to scare our class students, but it is. And of course, overrating the fuse thing. But other than that, that fuse panel and for our class, could tell you a lot of things. For example, Vince, if perchance something didn't work in your house and you thought it was the fuse, and you went downstairs and you looked at that fuse, and if it was black, that really means you had a big short in that appliance, and the fuse did its job. So I don't know how many of our students would have known that, but you look at it and see, oh my, this is black, because that's what we call in our industry a short. Something really has gone wrong on the appliance that you had. Now, the other one, Vince, that took me a long time to understand is when the fuse did blow, And I thought there would be something wrong with the appliance. Then I would put another one, and I would be waiting for it to, but it didn't blow. Then I come to realize and learned that if a fuse in your panel doesn't blow but doesn't work, i.e. with an ohm meter you find that it's on, what has actually happened there, Vince, is that the fuse got reasonably hot and actually melted the joint that keeps that little fuse rating inside of it, which basically means you can diagnose it right there. So, okay, it didn't blow black, but it's open, i.e. the contact is open. What could it be? Well, there was a lot of heat resistance right at that point. And you start to smile because this is an easy fix. Now, class, please don't listen to me. Listen to Vince. But do not put anything that's metal inside there. However, I use about a half an inch dowel. Is that what you call it? Like a little piece of round wood? With a piece of sandpaper at the end of it, wrapped in electrician's tape, and that will clean that inside of that fuse holder to its perfection. And possibly your problem will be solved. So I don't know if you have any other tricks.
No, Frank, that's a really great point. And what Frank said was, we're talking about the old-style screw-in glass-type fuses in a fuse mm-hmm. panel. And there was like a bubble in the glass, kind of like a window. And you could mm-hmm. look and you could see the metal going across the fuse from one side to the other. And what would happen is if that metal was a soft metal and it had a low melting point by design. So as the current goes across that metal strap inside the embedded in the fuse, if too much current goes through, the metal gets hotter and melts. And you can see that. You can see that the fuse has melted, meaning too much current. But that's current over a longer period of time. Now, when we say longer, it could be a few seconds. But if there is an instantaneous short circuit, there's like an explosion inside that glass fuse. And the metal spatters. It's like literally like an explosion. And so you can diagnose what the problem was. Was it a short circuit because of the blackened inside of the fuse? Or was it just a melting, which is an overloading or overheating? And what Frank is saying is that sometimes the fuse holder itself has gotten some moisture, corrosion, rust, oxidation, and it just doesn't make that great contact. So at the point where the fuse contacts the fuse holder, there's more resistance that gets hot and melts that soft metal fuse. So that's the lesson in there. So you can, it's like reading spark plugs, class. Mm-hmm. You can take spark plugs out of an engine, let's say a four-cylinder engine. You can take all four spark plugs out and mark which one is from cylinder number one, which is two, which is three, and which is the back cylinder, and you can look at them. They should all look the same. And they should all be, there's a chart that shows you how to read spark plugs, just like doctors read blood to see, how the patient's doing. So you can literally look at a fuse, you can look at spark plugs, and you can see how that equipment is performing. You really can. So if I work on a generator, one of the first things I do is I pull out the spark plug because I want to know what the health of that engine is. And if that spark plug is sooty and oily, I know that there's a problem with oil consumption of that engine. I know right away. If I'm working on a car, if a customer comes in and our son is working on the car, believe it or not, one of the first things I do is kind of walk around to the back of the car and I look at the exhaust pipe. If it's black, if it's black, I know that there's an engine problem. Now, I haven't diagnosed it completely at that point, but I know that car's not running right. I don't even have to hear the engine. I can see the exhaust pipe. And that's the kind of tricks and tips that Frank is talking about with fuses. That's it. Absolutely. Frank,
yeah, and Sorry?
And have you read the stories about the Chinese fuses that literally can catch on fire because they sustain more current? They're not exactly within tolerance. They'll allow more current to go through. The fuse gets hot and literally burns. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't, but you obviously have one in front of you and saw the great information for our students. So it's a never-ending battle with things like that, huh, Vince?
Frank, here's something that we may not realize in class. There are tolerances in everything, okay? So if you buy a Phillips screwdriver and it's a cheap one, it may not fit the standard dimensions of the Phillips screw that you're trying to use. So there's different sizes. There's Phillips number one, Phillips number two, Phillips number three. Phillips number two is the standard size that most of us would use. But if the screwdriver is not carefully manufactured and the tolerances are off, the angles of the tip of the screwdriver are off, the width of each one of the four sections of the screwdriver is not wide enough or too wide, it won't fit. So there are tolerances in everything, and we just expect everything to be right. Well, if you have a fuse that's rated at 15 amperes, you expect that to blow at over 15 amperes, right? And if it doesn't, it's letting too much current through, and you could have too much current, and your wires inside your wall can overheat. So it's really important that standards are maintained during the manufacturing process. And so sometimes we test to make sure that standards are made. We literally cut open oil filters, Frank, to see how well they're made. I've seen gasoline filters for lawnmowers that there's a paper element. The gasoline goes into a chamber. The gasoline flows through the filter media, the element, and it goes out the other side. Well, I've seen only one side being cemented in place. The other side is just not cemented, which means the gasoline and the contaminants can go right around the filter media and not be filtered. This is crazy, right? These are shortcuts that companies are taking in the manufacturing process. So not all equipment that looks the same is the same. Back to you.
Well, let's go back to where we originally started with your board, and because I wanted to say a couple of things. Obviously, you were very inventive in the way you took that off, but I don't want to discourage our students if they find out that it is the board, and it, in your case, is pretty easy. Nothing was working, and as I've said in many classes, testing a board out, you basically want to trace the wires to make sure there's power going into it, i.e. Whatever voltage, usually 120 volts, and some cases like your place can go up to 127 volts and so on and so forth. And that could have been part of the problem of your board. But and if things are not working, i.e. your time is not working, your push button's not working, so it's almost a good indication that it is the board. So now, removing the spades, I kind of know what you're talking about, as I said, and they have a little bit of a hook in these spades that kind of keeps the spade in there so that they don't come out, because I have seen them literally starting to come out and, of course, loosens and so on and so forth. So what you did is absolutely fine. And in my field, Vince, I always, I'm mentoring a student, a gentleman, a young gentleman, and my rule of thumb is always think.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a couple quick announcements. You know, class, today is tax day here in the United States, and so many people file electronically. Some people file by paper method. That's what we do. And when we file our taxes, we pay extra at the United States Postal Service for what's called proof of mailing. And so we get a receipt from the post office. We hand them the envelope addressed to the IRS, and we pay for a stamped, dated receipt that says we sent this to the IRS on this day, this address. So we pay extra for that. So if there's an occasion where we get a letter from the IRS saying, y'all didn't file with us, we go, yeah, actually we did. And we have the proof of mailing. And if you'd like to see it, we can either send you a copy or we can take a picture of it and email it to you. But yes, we do have it, and yes, we did send it, and we have a copy of everything that was in the envelope that we sent you. So that's what we do. Frank, you were talking about...
Well, I can just, before you we go on yes. further, we yes. ours is yet till the end of the month, but I have already my so mm-hmm. yeah, good. Yeah, we were talking about using events. It's really is helps me. It has helped me in many years once I discovered this little concept that I think that there's always three ways of doing something. And I will think of a way, and then I'll think of another way, and then I'll think of another way. And it's very interesting how the mind was, because once you think of this way, and you say, okay, is there another way? Somehow, something comes up in your mind, and somehow something comes up in your mind. And in class, if you're ever solving a problem, put it on paper. Yeah, this. Oh, we can do it this way. We can do it that way. We can do it this way. And as I said, I was mentoring a gentleman, and we were doing figuring out an air conditioning installation and saying, and I said, oh, we'll do it this way. Then he goes, yeah, but we're the three ways. And you know, the funny part is when, yeah, you're right. Let's. And we decided the third way was actually the best way that we would be able to do this air conditioning installation. Now, going back to this board vents, so obviously you have these spades, and in class, yeah, it's a board that has spade terminals, you obviously used your hand trying to get it out, and you found that it was hard to come off. Isn't that right? Now, my second way would have been, okay, let me get my needle nose pliers and see if I can put a little bit of force in there. Then my third way would have been, okay, now, I'm a little different, Vince. I would have had the proper spade terminals. And class, yes, there is proper spade terminals. If you're ever fixing an appliance contact, the stainless steel ones, don't go and buy your basic spade terminal at a hardware store or anything like that. Unfortunately, they're not expensive, but you can get them from a parts store. And what you want is the stainless steel spade terminals. And I probably would have cotton them off and redid my spades.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but I didn't have them, Frank. I did not.
Yeah,
you know, I looked at this and I thought, okay, what would a professional do? That'd be easy. I'd just cut them off, right? What would Frank do? But I did not have the stainless steel ones. But what we do have is the automotive ones, and I got to tell you, the Chinese versus the American automotive ones, the Chinese ones are thinner. Handle as much current. So they're not the same, even though they appear to do the same job. And I'm not trying to bash the Chinese, but what I am saying is they're thinner. They are absolutely thinner, and the material deflects. As a matter of fact, Frank, I bought a ball valve, and it was rated WOG. That stands for water, oil, and gas.
Okay.
Yeah. So a quarter-inch ball valve, and I used it to shut off the fuel line of a tractor. So water, oil, WOG. Okay. So fuel oil. Well, the fuel oil, the diesel fuel, washed the nickel plating right off the brass ball valve.
Wow.
It took a while. Probably about 20 minutes. And it just washed it right off. So I've never seen this before. I have never seen these kinds of things happen with American-made products. But unfortunately, we don't make too many of them in North America anymore, right? So I guess caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. USA's Corey Myers.
A judge in Delaware has denied his attempts to dismiss three federal gun charges, making it more certain that a trial will happen this summer. Attorneys for Hunter Biden argued that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said that an immunity provision in that plea deal, which ultimately fell apart, was made when both party signed it.
It may soon cost you more to mail a card or letter. The U.S. Postal Service is asking for approval to raise the price of stamps for the second time in 6 months. If the change gets the green light, a first-class stamp will jump from 68 cents to 73 cents in July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it with God. You're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about this circuit board that we replaced on our kitchen stove, a General Electric 19-year-old profile stove, and I couldn't get the terminals off. I got the board, you know, removed, but I couldn't get the terminals off, and I pulled on them gently, and then I went to the needle nose. I thought, you know, it must be me. I'm just not gripping this right, and I didn't want to rip the terminal off the circuit board and break or crack the circuit board and break the traces. So I used needle nose, and I held it, you know, lots of different ways. I got a flashlight and looked in there, and there's no way that I was going to get this thing off without damaging the board. So I asked Bam. I said, Bam, I'm having a heck of a time with this. What do you think? You know, his eyes are a lot newer than mine. So I thought maybe he could see something, and he put a dental pick down there to loosen the inside of the terminal. Nothing worked. It's designed so you can't do it. I mean, that's really what it is. And but you can buy a whole new wiring harness for it too. And that, but do you think of that? You know, you look at the board and you go, "I'll just get a board," and then you realize that the harness is not going to come off. So I don't know, maybe another $20 or $30 for a wiring harness. But Frank, I didn't have the terminals. To, you know, the stainless steel terminals. I didn't have terminals I thought were good enough. So, but what I wanted to mention, or have you mentioned to the class, is having the terminals is one thing. Having the right terminals is another thing, the right quality. That's right. And having the tool, the right tool to put the fold where the terminal connects to the wire. That's a whole other thing. So, I mean, plenty of us have, you know, wire strippers that have the crimper ends. But they're not all the same, and they're not designed for that precision factory crimp, right? Mm-hmm. So do you have that tool?
Yes, I do. And it's I know, and for our students who are listening, boy, they're making quite a bit of thing on this board. But I'm telling you, students, a lot of appliances, they have boards, and dealing with this board is almost the same thing with the washing machine board and so on and so forth. So, and what Fitz was talking about, I mean, obviously I'm a professional. At least I like to think so. And when I go with the board to a customer's house, I've got to do something. I don't have bent. That's good. I mean, which is great. Mind you, being almost 70 now, I do ask the customer to come and say, "Do you mind reading this number for me? Because my eyesight is just not going." And of course, you know, my customers, I think customers in general, they're, that's, you know, part of why I love my appliance service thing, and because I do go there and smile and make it right. But going back to these boards class, don't be intimidated by them. I mean, yeah, if it takes you half a day or to do it, then, but it's still, you're saving money because appliance people are charging $195 to $150 an hour, and that's what you got to keep in your mind. And I'm not for any of our students that are in the appliance repair field. I like our students to know part of the reason why we need to charge that is because we do have quite a bit of expenses, like the liability insurance, if that thing ever catches on fire, and we got our trucks, and so on and so forth. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I want our students to know why. And a lot of I'm changing the subject a bit because I want some of our students who are in the appliance repair trade to say, "Oh boy, he's always putting us down." But this is not putting it down. It's just letting our students know that, gee, he was here for an hour. Well, yes, I was there for an hour, but I had to travel there. I now have to go back, and so on and so forth. So the point then, the end point is, if you can repair this yourself and save that gentleman from having to do all that, then it's a gain for you. Isn't that right, Vince?
Absolutely. And the IRS says in the United States that the cost of driving an automobile, not a truck, an automobile is about 55 cents a mile. So if you're driving a truck, it costs more than that because you're getting worse fuel mileage, and the truck costs more than a car. And then, so there's that expense that Frank is incurring to go there and go back. And then like in our automotive shop. So when we do an oil change, in order to do an oil change, we have roughly a $5,000 lift to put the car up in the air. And then we have probably $15,000 worth of tools to do, you know, the various services on vehicles. And then we have thousands of dollars in the computer diagnostic equipment. And then the list goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. And what's happening, class, is we are finding that every time there's a new vehicle, it's like a new tool that we need. And I'm serious about that. It's as simple as, you know, the lug nut socket to take a wheel off. Well, because the lug nuts rust, because the salt on the road causes the lug nuts to swell, we can put the socket onto the lug nut. We have to hammer it on. But then when we take the lug nut off, now we got a lug nut stuck inside the socket. Now we can't use it again until we hammer that lug nut out, which will destroy the lug nut. So we had to buy a whole set of half-size sockets that are just a half a millimeter larger than they should be to compensate for the swelling. Now, whoever thought that that was going to be necessary, right? So what Frank is, and this tool, this crimping tool, Frank, how much does that tool cost?
Yeah,
just,
it's not very
just to crimp.
Can, yeah. I haven't bought one for a long time because we can look at Amazon. I might have one. That's what I've been with it for almost 10 years. So.
Well, I'm thinking it's got to be $30 just to have a tool to put a crimp, to strip the wire and put the proper crimp. Now, you can get them for $10, but they're not going to put that crimp on properly.
No, exactly.
So that's, Frank, one of the differences between the professional and the do-it-yourselfer, one of the differences is the quality of the tools. And the do-it-yourselfer can struggle and struggle and struggle because they just flat out don't have the tools. So when the carpenter comes to do crown molding in your house and you go, gosh, I can't get these cuts right. Well, the difference is he has a $500 saw. And you're trying to do it with a handsaw or a skill saw. That's an analogy, right?
Yeah. Now, to kind of finish this thing with boards, I don't know if you did this, but it's quite important when you're dealing with boards that you ground yourself before playing around with them. Obviously, you've already had the power off, but because there's so many delicate electronics in these boards that if you're carrying a little bit of a static spark in you, and sometimes you don't even know that occurred, and you put it on, and you say to yourself, oh, it's still not working. What could it be? So now, my recommendation when I used to teach to our students is go to a tap and touch yourself. But now with this new PEX piping system, I myself sometimes wonder where I'm going to go if I'm changing a board to kind of make myself neutral. So if you have any thoughts on that, Vince, I would love to know. But
explain
to the class what it is. You carry on a spark in your body, especially if you're walking over carpet. Yeah.
Yeah, I do, Frank. And this applies in the computer industry and sensitive electronics. And class, if you ever look at, if you buy memory, say by memory on the internet, it will come in a strange looking Mylar bag, tight fitting bag, and it doesn't look like a Ziploc bag that you put a sandwich in. It's kind of a silvery color, some black lines on it, and it's an anti-static bag. And the idea is that if you discharge static to a sensitive electronic board, like a computer motherboard, like the control board for a washing machine or dryer or stove or dishwasher, if you discharge that static spark, like if you touch a cat and then touch something metal, there's a little spark jumps off your finger. If that happens, that electricity is so high in voltage that it causes the circuitry to execute the program. It says, okay, go, but it's got nowhere to go. So it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the facts. So what do you do before you touch that board? Let's say it's in a cardboard box and you haven't opened it yet. What I do is, for example, if I were a do-it-yourselfer in the kitchen, I would go to the kitchen table. Now, hopefully it would be a wooden kitchen table, a massive wooden kitchen table. And I would either stand and not move around too much, or I would sit down. And then I would place my hands, both of them, outstretched, with my fingers separated, on the surface of the desk. Discharge myself to the table. So now the table and I are at the same electrical static potential. Okay?
Wow.
We're at the same. Then I do this without wearing fuzzy stuff. So I certainly don't wear Angora sweaters. But if I were a female and I had one, that's not what you wear. You don't want to wear a fluffy, static-producing shirt, clothing. You don't want to do that. You want, cotton is a good way to go. So discharge yourself to the static, to the table. And then you can, without moving around too much, open the box and then put the box on the, or put the package on the table, the bag, and then now the bag, everything is at the same potential. Then you can open the bag, and then you're all at the same static potential. Now, some people, and I included, used to wear a discharge wire. So what it would have a piece of copper wire, flexible, and it would have an alligator clip on one end.
That's
and
right.
You would attach that to, you know, some kind of large piece of metal. And you'd walk around with that, you know, with a wrist strap, kind of like a dog collar on your wrist to attach the other end of that wire. And then you were always at the same static potential, and you wouldn't cause these circuit boards to blow. But what Frank is saying is absolutely positively true.
Mm-hmm.
So you can you can take simple precautions to not wear clothing that would produce static. And don't shuffle along the rug. You know, I don't think many of us have shag rugs anymore. But, you know, that would be not the thing to be walking around to fix your appliance on.
So, Finch, just for clarification for our students, because Frank, clarification for myself, this table that you're going to is a wooden table, and that will discharge you and put you at the same discharge level. Is that or
that's
is
correct.
It a metal?
That's correct. You could do
learn
metal
everything
too.
Every time we listen to this class, Vince.
It could be a metal table as well. But you know, wood does not conduct electricity unless it's soaking wet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frank, here's an example. We know of a family who was teaching a young person how to fill a car with gasoline. And so this young person was less than 10 years old, getting the last drops out of the nozzle of the gas pump at the gas station. Tap, tap, tapping the metal nozzle, static spark, and there was a small explosion, and there was flames coming out of the gas tank.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't want to smoke around filling a car with gasoline. It's not the gasoline that burns so much. It's the vapor. It's the gasoline vapor that burns. So that's really, really important. So no Angora sweaters. Don't go shuffling around, going in and out, sliding in and out of the car seat while your car is filling up. Just stand there. Just stand there. You are grounded to the ground with your shoes. You have grounded yourself to the handle of the hose when you go to pick it up. And
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Frank and I have been talking about grounding, and it's really, really important, class, so that you could blow that brand new board that you just bought that you want to install by not grounding yourself. Frank, I'm looking at some ads. Free dishwasher, General Electric. This is on Facebook Marketplace. Quote, free dishwasher. Had a tech out. And he diagnosed it as needing a new motherboard. Free if anyone wants to use it for parts or whatever. Less than 4 years old. Here's another one. This is a washer, Whirlpool washer and dryer. $45. They were trying to sell it for $75 and came down to $45. And it says, quote, needs repair, possibly a new thermal fuse. Currently not running. But starter switch attempts to start probably needs a new belt as well. That's $45. I guess the couple things I'm saying here, Frank, I don't believe that these people know what they're talking about.
I can't make that decision, obviously. But the motherboard, whenever we have a lightning storm up here, Vince, I can almost guarantee myself that I'm going to have three boards or more that I'm going to need to be replaced. And okay. It's such an easy fix if you have the surge protector. I know you have three levels, don't you? But
right.
least a surge protector on your panel would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, and when I say I don't think these guys know what they're talking about, I don't mean that the tech that came out that said, you know, you need a new motherboard. I believe that guy knows what he's talking about. But what I'm saying is that the guy that says needs repair, possibly a new thermal fuse, I don't think that, you know, like the owner knows what he's talking about. You know, they say probably an easy fix. Well, it's probably an easy fix, but is it cost effective? Maybe not. maybe not. So, and the question is, why did it blow in the first place? And which is something that you addressed with the surge protection. And Frank, there are different levels of surge protection, right? What we're talking
about is
the let-through current. So, for example, some surge protectors are rated at 600 volts. 600. Your panel is delivering to that washing machine circuit 120, 125 volts, typically. So, at what point does that surge protector stop the voltage? You know, at what cutoff does it cut it off? Some of them 600 volts. It'll let 599 volts through. Way too much. Some let 400 volts through. The ones that I like that are the lowest are 330 volts. So they'll let everything below 330 volts through. Now, the reason is, if you said, well, let's stop it at 130 volts, that surge protector would probably wear out in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be getting these 130-volt surges or higher and just blows them up. It's like heart attacks. They're cumulative with surge protectors. So, Frank, you're absolutely right. And, Class, here's something you can do. You can take a surge protector and plug it into the wall, and it will protect half of your house. It'll protect half of your house, just sticking one into the wall and turning it on. You don't even have to have anything plugged into it. But the best place to put one of those things, if you're just going to do one right now, is plug it in closest to the electrical panel. Now, it's only going to protect half of your house. There's line one and line two. So some of your circuits are on line one, and some of your circuits are on line two. The best thing, of course, to do is to buy a whole house surge protector that Frank's
talking about.
And one that I would recommend would be 330 volts rating. That would be where I'd want to. That's where I'd want to be parked, and that's what we have. So a higher voltage rating is less protection, and they do succumb to these lightning strikes, and they do succumb to... Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and it's very important for our class, and they're not hard, and you'll come instructions, please shut the power off before you do any of this. But it's one of the things that I find but we have such a thing downstairs, and I go down there, sure, then a beautiful surge protector, and this is not the time to spend what you need to spend on a good one, and 230 volts, as Vince is saying, is the way that I would go. But they just simply put the surge protector in a place where they could, because there was no fuses there or breakers there. Plus, my recommendation is find a way, even if you need to call an electrician, to put it right at the beginning where the voltage from the line is coming in. Putting in the center of it may not protect some of the loads that are above that. So do you agree with me on that, Vince?
Yeah, absolutely. So what Frank is saying is, when you look at your breaker panel, what you do is you see these heavy lines coming in. You want your surge protector plugged into a breaker, or be the breaker that is physically the closest. So if the heavy wires come into the bottom, you want that breaker to be at the bottom, not at the top of the panel, at the bottom of the panel. Because electricity is like most people. It's lazy. And it likes to go to ground as quickly as possible and as short a distance as possible. Well, that's true, Frank. Isn't electricity lazy?
Very lazy.
It really is, Class. No kidding. Frank.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.